Jason, how late did you stay up on Super Tuesday? Did you go into Super Wednesday to see all the candidates make their speeches?
Oh my God. Amazing.
That's the best part, right?
That's not the best part, but within the rally speeches is the best part, Faith, which is essentially, as far as I'm concerned at this point, this race is all about candidate chants.
Totally. Chanting. I think the easiest one is Barack's. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Right.
Yes, we can. It's pretty awesome.
Now, Hillary's is, I don't think, as exciting.
The thing about Barack Obama's chant is that it's legitimately inspirational. Yes, we can is like driving towards something.
And Hillary's is Hillary, Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary, Hillary. It's like breaking it down into syllables, not exactly great.
It's informative. It is on par with her character. It is solid and informative.
I'm concerned that the reason they're using it is to remind people who she is. You know, like, in case you're forgetting, the woman you're watching talk, Hillary.
Or if it were Clinton.
Yeah.
Maybe she wants to distance herself from her husband like Al Gore did so successfully.
Yeah.
In 2000.
I think above all right now what we should check out is the Mitt Romney chant. This chant boggles my mind.
Well, first of all, big news today. He dropped out, or he suspended his candidacy. I think his candidacy is grounded and will not get to watch TV for the rest of the week.
His candidacy is irrelevant at this point, and here is why. Here is his Super Tuesday chant.
We asked them to balance the budget. They haven't. We asked them as well to rein in excessive pork barrel spending. They haven't. We asked them to get health care that was affordable and portable for all of us. And they haven't. We asked them to get education that's the best in the world. They haven't.
Are you telling me that the crowd spontaneously started chanting they haven't on their own? Don't you think some like Romney intern had to prep 200 supporters?
Oh, yeah. Now, listen, guys,
it's so
when
awkward.
He says one thing, then you're all going to say really quickly, and they haven't. That is like the least compelling chant I've ever heard in my life. But I will say this.
Yeah.
There was a previous Romney chant that they were using that I felt did them really no favors at all because it was long and very wordy. It was, don't not think that this hasn't yet happened.
How many negatives are in that?
Don't not
plus
think.
Apostrophes.
Yeah, it really, I think a lot of the guys who've dropped out of the race so far.
You think it's about chance, huh?
I think it's about the chance. I think we've been so busy analyzing the politics of this. Like, who wasn't connecting? Is this about race? Is this about gender? Mm-mm. What we really needed to be looking at, in a nutshell,
who got caught with their chance down.
Right? I think, like, for example, who can forget this Denis Kucinich chant that his supporters would cheer?
Pocket-sized president, you might be an alien. Pocket-sized president, you might be an alien.
That is not true.
That's true. They were chanting
that. He is pocket-sized. He might be an alien, but they did not chant that.
They were chanting that. They were chanting that in New Hampshire. They were chanting that all over. Okay, then there was, of course, Republican Duncan Hunter, whose campaign petered out really early. I have to think that it didn't help that his supporters at his campaign rallies were chanting this.
Who are you? Who are you? We are serious. Who are you?
No, seriously, who are you?
At first, I thought they were just chanting, like, you know, from the powerful Who song. Like, I thought they were co-opting the Who song,
very
which would
CSI.
Be seriously great. But then at the end, they say, no, seriously, who are you? Which leads me to believe they actually have no idea who he was.
Yeah.
So it's very sad. And of course, let's not forget our old candidate, our old friend, Fred Thompson.
Oh, he's so avuncular.
Oh, just, I miss him so much. Here's his chant. Let's play that.
Stop it. That makes my head crazy.
I'll be honest. I feel like his campaign would have been a lot better if before every debate, two unimportant characters found a dead body while they were jogging.
I think so.
And then Fred Thompson could be like, we got to solve this. The mayor's barking down my neck.
With Mr. Big as his running mate.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
Fred Thompson and Mr. Big, 2012. That is going to happen.
Jason, thank you very much. What would you like me to chant you out with as you leave this studio?
Mandzukas wins again, of course.
Mandzukas wins again.